Hello everyone, Haley Bootlier again with the book Trading Secrets. In this episode, I'm gonna sum up what I talked about last time, and I'm gonna jump right into everything else because I'm finally done reading the book. So last time I talked about how Zach is struggling with the decision of whether or not he should leave his small town for the city life and leave his family and friends behind, or he can stay with them and live in the small town with not really much of a plan for his future, I guess you could say. Micah also invited him to fly in her father's plane before they head back to Cleveland. Zach isn't allowed to do this according to his religion or religious beliefs because that's just what they believe. But because he is 18, he's allowed to do what he wants. So he decided that he is going to go flying with Micah. Micah's dad comes and picks him up at the farm. They get to town. The three of them go on the plane. Zach has the time of his life. He is flying over the town and he looks down and sees his farm and he could see where he lives and he found that super cool. He had a huge smile on his face. And then Micah's dad goes to land the plane so that Zach can get off and go home. And Zach says, "I don't want to go home. I want to go to Cleveland with you guys." So they question him to make sure that he wants to do this to himself and his family. And he seems confident in his decision, so they fly to Cleveland, and Zach obviously looks very out of place in the city with his suspenders and his plain blue shirt, so he wears Micah's dad's clothes. After going around and touring for a couple of days and helping Micah's uncle Brad at the vet shop, he decides that he needs to go back home. He thinks that that would be best for him at this point in his life. Micah wants what's best for him, but she also really loves him, so she hates to see him leave. They head back to the farm, and Zach's parents are really mad at him that he left, but keeping with the theme of the book, they give him a second chance. And a week later, Uncle Brad, which is the guy that works at the vet clinic, gets a call from Zach saying that he wants to come live with Uncle Brad and continue working with him at the vet clinic. He says his proper goodbyes this time to his family and arrives at Brad's house a few days later. Micah meets him at his graduation, and they spend the rest of the day together. Zach expresses how thankful he is for Micah and how she was his only escape from the Amish town. And Zach puts his arm around Micah, and they sit there outside and they're listening to music and it's nice and sweet and all that, and then the story ends. So there it is. It's not exactly what I expected. Of course, we all wished for the Hallmark ooey gooey whatever ending, but I kind of thought that it would end with them both going their own ways, but also at the same time they would be happy with that decision. I like how it ended because it ends so that we can assume what happens next, but it also allows you to finish the book. They covered the major parts of the story, but they left some things for you to finish in your own mind. So now we're gonna scroll way back to grade 3 work and we're gonna do our 5 W's. So for who, I would say the book is mostly about Micah and Zach. For what, I would say it's about Micah lying to Zach and then gaining his trust back, and then in the end being exactly what Zach needed to escape the town. When, it takes place in the 21st century, and the book is written about it goes over a 2-week period during April on their spring break. Where, it's about 2/3 of it are in the Amish town and the other third is in Cleveland. And the last one is why. Well, the only reason this book happened was because Micah decided to meet Zach. And yeah, that's why it all happened in the first place. I would rate this book a 5 out of 5 on quality of writing, theme, and the perfect amount of descriptiveness. The author didn't go on and on about things that nobody cared about. She stayed on point and didn't go over on explaining things, which loses the reader's interest. I would rate it a 4 out of 5 for what I'm interested in. I really like action books, so this one wasn't my favorite, but there was times where I didn't mind it. For someone that likes slower books, this would be the perfect book for them. But overall, I think it was a pretty good book. It was written very well, and There was a couple interesting parts in it, and yeah, so it's a good read. This book has challenged me to go more out of my comfort zone when it comes to picking out books, because to be honest, I really didn't mind it, and that surprised me because it's not something that I would ever really think of picking. And, yeah, it just challenges me to read things that I wouldn't usually read, not just read the same kind of book every single time. The author also did a fabulous job at developing characters, making it feel like the reader can actually picture the people in the story and know them like they've known them forever. She also did a great job at keeping the theme of giving people second chances a big part throughout the whole book, and making it very clear by having Zach give Micah a second chance, and in the end, Micah gives Zach a second chance to let him come back, and Zach's family gave him a second chance as well. So, that's it. We're done. Thank you for listening to my 3 podcasts. Summer's coming up, so I most likely won't be reading any books in the near future. And thank you very much for listening. Bye!